Stelling poll, climate strike kids would all fail this elementary, global warming test. By James Stelling poll on September 20, 2019. Across the Western world, tens of thousands of brainwashed kids are bunking off school in what has misleadingly been described as a climate strike. No. A strike involves the withholding of productive labor. These kids are simply playing truant using the best dog ate my homework excuse ever, if I don't do this, the planet will die. To give us an idea of just how ignorant these kids are on the so-called climate emergency, Guardian Australia has helpfully released a video. Daisy, 9, thanks. It is making fires in the Arctic where there is supposed to be no fires at all, only snow. James, 10, explains. Carbon goes into the world's atmosphere making the world get hotter. Hannah, 10, says. Some cows are farting and that's putting carbon into the atmosphere and that's bad because the sunlight goes out and can never come back. Is this the kind of expertise on which we are now expected to base global climate and energy policy? Lots of greenies and leftists, not that there's much difference, clearly think so. That, after all, was the purpose of the climate crisis hearing held in Congress earlier this week, in which a Democrat-led committee invited us to be impressed by just how much a bunch of mopey, whiny teenagers including Greta Thunberg are worried about climate change. It's also, presumably, why John Lansman, one of the sinister, rich, string pullers of Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party, considered it appropriate to show us a letter his five-year-old granddaughter had been programmed to scrawl. I believe that all children should be free to bunk off school to attend today's climate strike. But only if they can get at least 80% of the answers right on this climate quiz prepared by the Global Warming Policy Foundation. Here's a taster. By how many degrees has the world warmed in the last 20 years? A. 0.3 C. B. 0.8 C. C. 1.5 C. How many degrees Celsius has the world warmed since the pre-industrial period? A. 10 C. B. 3 C. C. 1 C. It is thought that there were between 5,000 and 15,000 polar bears alive in 1960. How many polar bears are alive today? A. More than 28,000 B. 5,000 to 10,000 C. Fewer than 4,000. There is, I would suspect, barely a child alive that has been through the green indoctrination process which passes for education in our schools who would be able to answer more than half these questions correctly. The answers are, of course, 1A, 2C and 3A. So what we're witnessing today is the bizarre phenomenon of tens of thousands of school children protesting over an issue which they do not remotely comprehend. And then being applauded for it by adults who, astonishingly, are even more stupid than the kids.